Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts with the Emergency Operations Center with your weekly COVID update for May 26, 2021. During the last 7 days, the state has reported 349 new cases of COVID-19, 9 hospitalizations, and 0 deaths within Alaska. Wrangell currently has 0 active cases of COVID-19 in the community. This is the 5th week in a row that there has been a decrease in the number of weekly cases statewide, and we're finally starting to see the number of hospitalizations and deaths come down as well. According to the state's alert levels, the northern southeast region, which includes Wrangell, is in the intermediate alert level. For state information, visit the Alaska COVID-19 Information Hub. For local information, including the daily case count, you can visit wrangellcovid19.org. The DHSS.alaska.gov website was the target of a malware attack. The website was taken offline the evening of Monday, May 17th, while an investigation is being conducted, and will be unavailable to the public until further details are known about the incident. Some services, such as the data dashboard, are hosted by outside sources and can still be accessed through covid19.alaska.gov. According to the May 20th Alaska COVID Genomic Surveillance Report, the state has identified 141 cases of the B117 UK variant, 16 cases of the P1 Brazil variant, 4 cases of the B351 South Africa variant, and 118 cases of the B1427 and B1429 California variants. The B117 variant is concerning because it is shown to be approximately 50% more transmissible than the original SARS-CoV-2 lineages. B117 cases are more likely to require hospitalization, and it is a widely circulating variant within the U.S. Even more reason to seek vaccination. Wrangell is expecting the arrival of our first small cruise ship this week. The Cruise Off Explorer from Alaska Dream Cruises will be arriving in Wrangell on Friday, May 28th. To ensure maximum safety and minimal interruptions, Alaska Dream Cruises requires all guests and crew to be vaccinated for COVID-19. You can see the latest cruise ship calendar at wrangellalaska.org. Due to the recent changes in cruise ship regulations, please check the calendar frequently as the schedule will likely change. I'll also include the weekly schedule in my Wednesday KSDK updates. Wrangell has one local ordinance in place that requires testing prior to or upon arrival in Wrangell for travelers arriving from out of state. This ordinance was renewed by the Assembly on Tuesday, May 25th, and is now set to expire on June 30th, 2021. Fully vaccinated individuals are not required to test before travel or after arriving into Wrangell. Travelers coming in on the Alaska Marine Highway can test at the airport at the next available jet arrival. Any incoming traveler can get a free COVID test upon arrival, even if it is not required. If you would like to test upon arrival, please sign in to the Safe Travels app prior to arrival to register for a free COVID-19 test at www.alaska.covidsecureapp.com. Just a reminder that it is a federal requirement that all travelers must wear a face covering at all transportation hubs and on all public transportation. Any questions regarding travel can be submitted to travel@wrangell.com or by calling 874-COVI or 2684. In response to recent CDC guidance regarding fully vaccinated individuals, the City and Borough of Wrangell released guidelines stating that face coverings and social distancing is not required for fully vaccinated individuals in all borough facilities, programs, and activities. Unvaccinated individuals are strongly encouraged to wear face coverings and social distance in all borough facilities, programs, and activities. The guidelines can be viewed at wrangellcovid19.org under the News Releases section. Anyone 12 years and older who is interested in receiving the COVID-19 vaccine can register at covid19.search.org. please provide a valid email when you register. If you have any questions or cannot register electronically, please call the Wrangell Medical Center at 874-7000. Vaccine data was unavailable for this week. However, with each vaccination, we're getting closer to being able to put the pandemic behind us. And while many of us have had the opportunity to get vaccinated, there are still those in our community who are not yet eligible. We can collectively protect them by wearing a mask in their presence, staying home when sick, delaying unnecessary travel, taking care of our health, keeping our social circles small, and washing our hands. If you are experiencing symptoms, please stay home and contact Search for testing. Both asymptomatic and symptomatic testing can be arranged by calling the Wrangell Medical Center Monday through Friday at 874-7000. Free asymptomatic testing is also available twice a day at the Wrangell Airport during jet arrival. If you have been vaccinated but are experiencing symptoms, it's still important to get tested as the vaccines are not 100% effective. Until next week, stay diligent, stay healthy, sign up to get vaccinated if you're interested, and consider hosting your events outdoors.